All right, guys, I think you caught me on one of those days. There is a rant coming today. Looks can be deceiving. Anyone feel like they've been deceived lately? We're going to dive on into this as soon as we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, oh man, I'm so excited to talk about this because this started with one of my Instagram posts today. I put up a post on Instagram and it was really crazy to me to look at a before and after picture of my health journey. I looked at a picture of myself from May 3rd when I wasn't working out, when I wasn't eating clean, when I was not loving the way that I was looking. I was in a place of like wanting to protect myself and kind of hide away, yet at the same time I had a growing following. And I looked at the picture from today, and this is the crazy thing. So I eat plant-based, vegan. I work out 7 times a week, actually even more than that. I'm very, very active physically. I'm flexible, I'm healthy, etc. But the thing that really got me was, holy crap, when I stepped on a scale today and realized I am only 5 pounds less today than several months ago when I look like two totally different people. And I was really thinking about it, and I started to get kind of, I don't know if ragey is the right word, but I started to feel kind of like, we've got to talk about this. We've got to talk about the fact that what we see isn't always an accurate reflection of how things really look. When we see someone who is skinny, are they always healthy? Or did they achieve that skinniness by not eating enough, not getting the nutrients they need, by having unhealthy addictions? I don't know the answer. And this isn't about food. This isn't about weight loss. This is about, let's start being honest about what's happening beneath the surface. Just yesterday, I was looking at someone's Instagram account, and I was noticing that on every single post, they had at least 4,000 likes on their post. And I was like sitting there looking through kind of their engagement metrics, and I realized that most of their likes are purchase likes on every single post. So while we have, they have twice as much, as many followers as I do, but I realized I'm sitting here looking at their account, and if I didn't look underneath the hood or look underneath their account and discover that a lot of their likes are purchased, and I know what to look for so I can see it. By the way, guys, once you know what to look for, you'll never stop seeing it again. You see it and you're like, oh my gosh, all of that engagement is fake. That's fake. It's so eye-opening once you get beneath the hood of an industry. And so I was like looking at their account and I was like, if I didn't know better, I would be looking at their account and beating myself up, feeling frustrated that I'm not getting the level of engagement that they are. Are they just that much more talented than me? Are they just that much more better than me? And how I knew that their likes were specifically fake is because all of these profiles were clearly fake profiles. It's very obvious. A ton of private profiles or profiles where they only have 3 pictures or 6 pictures. There's not any engagement on those profiles. There's this specific look to purchase likes, which is really interesting. But I started thinking about it more and more, and I was like, isn't this kind of true with a lot of things in business? Aren't there a lot of businesses that make revenue and never turn a profit? And I'm not saying that that's evil or wrong or anything like that, because there's a time and a place to go into seasons of business with less profit. Oftentimes it's in some serious growth modes. However, if you're sitting there comparing where you're at today to someone else's exterior and never getting a look at what's happening behind the scenes, it's a really dangerous game. And it can make you feel like you're not good enough or you're not enough, but you've never seen the lack of profit or the fact that they're overextended or leveraged, or maybe some of these things are purchased. I really think it's time that we start looking beyond the exterior and start looking at whether or not someone is actually aligned with what they're sharing and teaching. It's kind of crazy to me. People might have a ton of engagement on social media, but they may A, have no idea how to leverage it. B, it might be fake. C, they might be absolutely miserable and buying that engagement is the only thing that keeps them going. It's kind of crazy. I've just been thinking about it. And like I said, this is a little bit of a rant. We need to stop just looking at appearances. Whether it's someone who is really skinny or their appearances are always put together, that doesn't mean that they're healthy. Just because a business does X amount of revenue doesn't mean that they're making a profit. Just because the story that we're told, just because it sounds nice and pretty, doesn't mean it's actually aligned with the truth. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, going through looking underneath the hood at different influencers, businesses, there have been some moments where I have been very frustrated, feeling like maybe I was disillusioned by this industry. Maybe I don't even want to be an online marketer anymore because you know what, you guys? I don't want to look like I have a healthy business. I want to have a healthy business. I don't want to look like a nice person. I'm getting so emotional talking about this. I don't want to look like a nice person. I want to be a nice person. I don't want to look like I'm healthy. I want to be healthy. I don't want to make my marriage look like it's perfect storybook marriage. I want my marriage to actually be healthy off of social media. I don't want to take photos of my kids in the perfect poses and make them look like we're all perfect and balanced and wonderful and look at us and we're so much better than you. I want us to just be healthy and happy. And you know, this is like all coming to a head right now. It's really interesting. It may to the outside look like a breakdown. It's actually one of my biggest breakthroughs ever. There's a reason why I, and maybe you, have felt frustrated with all the smoke and mirrors. And it's because we're being called to something more aligned or called to something that's more in integrity, something that is based on truth, not on storybook adjectives and superlatives. I almost like wanted to quit online business altogether because I was like, if this is what the industry is, I want no part of it. But truth be told, you guys, I believe in business. I believe in marketing. I believe in profitable businesses. I believe in building a business by design. I believe in truly having the inside of your business, the inside of your life, actually matching what you're showing on the outside. I really believe in it. And it might sound crazy and it might sound like I am wishing for something that doesn't exist, but I have seen it. I can think of mentors and people that I look up to and connect with deeply, and I've seen them have aligned businesses in the face of an industry that doesn't. And truth be told, you guys, the world doesn't reward authenticity. The world doesn't reward alignment. So in the face of the world, they dare to show up again and again as they are. Ah, so crazy. We're going to be talking about this more at BossCon. If you have not gotten your ticket yet, you may want to join us. BossCon2020.com to grab your virtual ticket. It's a virtual event. I'm very, very excited because we're going to be talking about some things like what is the difference between a fake it till you make it success and fraud. We're going to be talking about the appearance of a business. Is it actually profitable versus businesses that are set up to look like they're successful according to all the photo shoots. We're going to talk about alignment and core values. I'm so excited, you guys. I'll catch you in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Go grab your BossCon ticket now. I'll see you there live.